Hi, I'm Bundy Sujata. Welcome to Dhamma Threads. I'm here with Simon Power to discuss a couple of verses from the Theragata, the verses of the senior monks. You can read these verses on Sutta Central. And the verse for this session is 2.15, Sabba Mitta. And Sabba Mitta means, literally means the friend of all. And, as we'll see, slightly ironic name. So the friend of all, he says, people are attached to people. People are dependent on people. People are hurt by people, and people hurt people. What's the point of people, or the things people make? Go, leave these people who've hurt so many people. So this is a pretty kind of challenging verse, really, isn't it? You know, and it doesn't even have like a redemption at the end, right? You think that he's going to turn it around and saying, oh yes, but then there are some people who are really good to be with or something, but he doesn't do that. He just leaves you hanging. People are, you know, are full of all of these problems and defilements, and just get out of here, go and leave them behind. There's no, you don't solve the problem, you don't learn to live with people, you just get out of there. So this is a pretty kind of uncompromising verse. Obviously, in the Buddhist text, that there are it's a bit more complicated than that, right? So there are plenty of places when the Buddha talks about the value of kalyana mitta, of good friendship, when he talks about the value of community and harmony and so on, and of course many verses in the Theragata that also point to that thing. So we should understand, I think, these verses are speaking from a very personal perspective, maybe talking about a particular situation. Maybe they've been living in a monastery where, you know, it was very toxic, or people were, you know, very conflictive relationship, and there really wasn't any point to trying to work things out anymore, so just get out of there. But, you know, I think in some cases and sometimes, that's okay. I think it's a very useful and very worthwhile thing to realize that, you know, you don't have to solve every problem. And there's plenty of times, whether it be in a monastery or spiritual community, whether it be in a workplace, school or university, whether it be in the home, the family, or with your friends, there are some times when you simply can't solve all of these problems. So instead of trying to solve them, you just have to, the wiser thing is to get out. Anyway, Simon, what did you think of this verse?
I thought it was very interesting that... I thought it was very interesting just how misanthropic the poem is. So really hating on people, it seems. This person obviously had a problem with people. But interesting that the whole point of the poem, I suppose, is to seek solitude. Right. And solitude is something that the Buddha often talks about. You know, go into the forest or, you know, seek solitude.
Sure, yeah.
But the reason for that is not often as explicitly stated as this, which is like, get away from the people. The people are the problem,
right,
in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
So it interested me, as you say, doesn't answer a problem, but kind of lays the blame at certain people.
Yeah.
And I wonder, has this person got good relationships, or, you know, why couldn't he solve these human relationship problems?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're not told, right? The verse themselves don't explain themselves, so it's just giving that thing. But, you know, we can only assume that there must be a background to it. And, you know, there are some places when the Buddha himself was, basically gave up on trying to solve the problem with people. You know, the famous episode of Kosambi when the Sangha was quarreling and the Buddha tried to settle it and then couldn't, and then eventually said, okay, you know, I'm just going to leave.
Mm.
So sometimes that's what's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's important to remember that, because I think in Buddhism, sometimes we tend to over-internalize problems sometimes. We assume that, you know, all we can do is let go and it's always our problem. But, you know, sometimes it's not you, right? Sometimes it is the other people who are causing a problem, and you just have to get out. We can't solve everybody's problems.
And is it true that sometimes these things can actually, other people's presence and influence in your life can actually, unless you're very skilled, I suppose, lead to a great deal of suffering, negativity, anger.
Sure.
And so maybe it is best just to get out of there so you can reset.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So this is what I think he's talking about here. Yeah.
Okay.
Either that or he's just...
not a fan of the humans.
Not a fan of the human race. Mm. Yeah. Anyway, okay, thanks a lot, Simon.
Thanks,
and thank you for joining us for Dharma Threads.